This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
This morning, Istanbul's international airport has partially reopened following the suicide bombing that left at least 36 people dead, according to the country's prime minister. Nearly 150 more are reported injured in what he is calling an attack by the Islamic State. Turkish officials say three attackers arrived at the airport in a cab last night. They then opened fire in and around the arrivals area of the main terminal using automatic weapons. Police exchanged gunfire with the attackers before the explosives were detonated, sending people running in panic. One man from Boston who was caught up in the attacks described the chaos.
When I was in there, people were shooting on one side, and we all ran the other way. And then the bombs went off, and people were started running the other way, and there's more shooting. And we came out, and after that, I think there's another bomb, but not really sure.
Footage has emerged apparently showing some of the attack, and we warn you that the following videos are graphic. We have video captured on CCTV footage on a computer that appears to show the moment of one of the explosions in what appears to be the lower level of the airport. NBC News has not independently confirmed it is the blast. Another video shows what appears to be a police officer shooting one of the attackers who then falls to the ground before detonating his explosives moments later. The White House condemned the blast as a heinous terrorist attack, and the State Department said it was determining if any victims were American.
You know, here you've got Turkey on the verge of wanting to join the EU, and I believe the international community at large has to say enough about this. I mean, this was an attack on the third largest airport there in the middle. I guess for all intent and purposes, the third largest airport in Europe there in Turkey, and incredible. Now the death toll has risen to 41, 239 hurt in Istanbul. An Istanbul suicide attack, and of course ISIS is suspected. So when does the international community say enough is enough and everybody just goes after these guys, you know? Because this is out of control. You know, we're not seeming to get a handle on this. And of course, this is all on the heels of the earlier announcement you know, by their leaders saying, hey, this is the, you know, this is Ramadan. And what do we got, about 5-6 days left of Ramadan? And they were told to go out and anywhere, at any place, any opportunity, go out and make a statement for radical Islam. You know, this is just, again, if we can't take them for what they're saying, you know, as Dr. Sebastian Gorka said yesterday, you know, we're in denial, but it is in fact a winnable war, but you have to approach it as that. You know, this is like somebody's declared a war on us and we're going, okay, so what, you know, so what happens here? And, we see the signs in Europe, you know, but for that opportunity there in Los Angeles where the police were able to make that stop, and by the grace of God, we'd have had some, you know, another problem there on the West Coast. And, we're hearing, you know, what's out there in terms of rumblings, and that we need to keep our head on a swivel and understand that, you know, the clock is running here. And from what I understand is that if somebody martyrs themselves during the era of Ramadan, that somehow you get bonus points. I don't know if you get another 70 virgins. I don't know what the bonus level is, but somehow you've endeared yourself with Allah all the more because you sacrificed your life on Ramadan, supposedly. So I'll tell you, this is an absolute disaster, and you see what happened there at the airport. And as Dr. Gorka said yesterday, I mean, Yeah, look at there's no stopping this, you know, and you know they can't possibly, you know, stay on top. We've got something like 1,000 investigators here in this country alone. You know, the FBI and CIA are staying rather busy on this situation.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Never gotta look what's going on. Stop, hey,
well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Also, I have a plethora of the movie Risen, DVD, Blu-ray to be giving away. All you have to do is send me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Just tell me, hey, Martinez, put me in a hoppa. I want one of those free copies, absolutely. And hey, we draw your name out to make sure your address is included so it'll expedite the shipment to you. That is the movie Risen. We're giving them away. So let me know. Let me hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We have best-selling author Edward Klein with us. Always good to have Ed here. Ed is, of course, his book, Unlikable, The Problem with Hillary. Ed Klein, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great to be back with you, Bill. How you been?
Hey, I've been great. Thank you, Ed. Hey, I got to tell you, is Hillary getting the break of a lifetime? I mean, no sooner do we get the Benghazi report, and then, of course, all hell breaks loose in Turkey. You know, is the Benghazi report going to get swallowed up? I mean, the Democrats did everything they could to preempt what was going to be released yesterday. And, you know, came out with their version of the special committee report on Benghazi. And then, of course, Trey Gowdy gave the official one yesterday. You know, I got to imagine the committee, and particularly Trey Gowdy, being one who was searching for the truth. And, of course, you hear the, you know, the rhetoric from Hillary Clinton and the Democrats saying, you know, we want to get down to the bottom of this, Ed, so this will never happen again. How can we get to the bottom of it if people aren't going to be forthright and tell us exactly what happened?
Well, you know, I have several answers to that question. One is, it seems to me, I mean, Trey Gowdy has a wonderful reputation, but I think he was cowed by the accusation that his Benghazi committee investigation was essentially a politically motivated one against Hillary, which it wasn't. Mm-hmm. But he seems to have gone way out of his way to show that it wasn't, and to such an extent that the fact that Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, knew within hours that this was a Al-Qaeda-linked attack, which she did, mm-hmm. and then lied to the American public and to the families of these dead Americans, she should have resigned mm-hmm. or been thrown or forced out as Secretary of State. And instead, we have this 800-page report, which nobody is going to read, nobody, mm-hmm. except maybe you and me.
Right.
And it's all going to get lost in the fog of this campaign, and I think it's a damn shame.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, I went to see the movie, obviously, earlier this year, 13 Hours, the Benghazi movie. I don't know how anybody comes out of that movie and not understand that we had a president and a secretary of state. I mean, if the buck stops there, what are we doing? Are we just ignoring the obvious?
Yeah, well, yeah, can you imagine? I mean, if you recall, after Katrina, as I remember, George W. Bush was hugely criticized. I mean, really raked over the coals for flying over Katrina, in his plane. Here is a president who I'm talking about now, Obama, who the day after Benghazi, the very day when the smoke is still going up and these dead bodies aren't cold yet, refuses to take his daily intelligence report, which would, of course, let him know in no uncertain terms what happened and why it happened. That mean, did he get killed in the mainstream media? No.
Oh, no, no.
Is anybody talking about it now? Hardly. Maybe you and I are, and a few other talk show hosts are.
Right.
But, it's the whole culture, especially the mainstream media, which is so important in this culture, is so corrupt and so on the side of the Democrats and is so ready to cover up stuff. And I'm only talking about a president who is not doing his job. I'm not saying he did something, you know, he didn't steal money, he didn't shoot somebody, but he didn't do his job, which was to protect American lives. That's number one.
Job one.
That's his number
one
job.
Exactly.
He didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And do you hear anybody up in arms about it except a few of us? I don't.
No, that's it. His approval rating just slipped a little bit, but at one point here recently up over 51%, and you go,
that's right.
Wow, what's going on? And then he comes on and tells everybody, we're better off than we've ever been 8 years ago. Well, who are you trying to convince? Me, who's living 8 years of the Barack Obama administration. I see neighbors out of work. I see my neighbors working for less, and the ones that are working are working three jobs still trying to keep up with what they had 8 years ago.
All of that, you're correct. And every school and gymnasium in America is now under executive order to make bathrooms available to men who claim they're women.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just one of dozens of executive orders.
Yeah,
so
just
between the economy, which stinks and has put so many people, as you just said, out of work and not able to put food on the table, and these left-wing executive orders, we're going in the wrong direction, and we are certainly not better off than we were 8 years ago.
Well, 7 out of 10 of us say that we're, on the wrong track. And a good observation. What does the right track look like? And you better speak up. I mean, we got election coming on. We just saw what happened in this, these Benghazi hearings, which is a microcosm of what's going on with our government. You've got such contention. I mean, Elijah Cummings, who was, the minority head of this committee, did nothing to serve the cause. I mean, he leaked out information, complained that it was costing too much, but dare I say, because of what they did and the wranglings, I mean, it's going to be a $7 million doorstop is what it amounts to now, Ed, that we have with those, with this report, almost, what was it, 800, what did you say, 850 pages long, right?
That's right. You remember the Baltimore riots after the Freddie Gray incident? I had a source at Chappaqua, which is the home of Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Mm.
And Bill was getting regular reports on the telephone of what was going on during the riots. And guess who was on the other end of the phone giving him these reports? Elijah Cummings.
Elijah Cummings, yeah.
So this tells you really basically everything, which is that he's just an extension of the Clinton Inc., if you will, or the Clinton, what do you call it? The Clinton supremacy.
Yes, right.
If Ludlow
the dynasty.
Alive,
yeah,
the
exactly.
The dynasty, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, this is incredible, and I got to tell you, maybe America is not ready for the truth. Maybe they can't handle it. As Jack Nicholson said. But enough is enough here. I don't want to hear from them that they're interested in getting down to the truth of the matter when they do everything they can to obfuscate, block, and not cooperate, because what we're losing here in the process, and as a journalist, I mean, all your life, you've documented history, and history is so important, and we're, allowing leftists and progressives and those of the likes of Hillary Clinton to rewrite the history, and it will affect, no doubt, it will affect the future of our great country. Ed Klein is with us. We've got more from Ed right after this. Stay with us, America, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accucheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Oh, well, he's very popular in the Sportos, Motorheads, Geeks, Bloods, Wastoids, Dweebies. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
Ed Klein, I thought she was talking about you being a righteous dude. You know, Ed Klein is with us, best-selling author. We got him away from the keyboard for a little bit. He's in the midst of finishing up a book to be released, the end of summer, huh, Ed?
August 22nd.
Wow, congratulations. Another good one in the title?
The title of the book is Guilty as Sin.
Okay.
Yes. Hillary and the FBI investigation and all her various sins, and there are many of them, many that even most of your listeners don't know about.
Well, that's what you've given an entrance to, you know, for our listeners and those of your readers into the Clintons. You know them so well. You've talked to people that know them so well. And, boy, there's a lot of information to give you an idea about a person's character. You know, and I guess that's the question. You know, people go, well, how do you measure somebody's character? Well, I think, you know, you rely on anecdotal information and people who do know her and know her behind the veil of, of politics.
That's right. And, I've been writing about Hillary. I should say I've been researching and writing about Hillary since 2004. So how many years ago? 12 years ago?
Well, yeah.
And I've written now, I think I'm on my fifth book in which she plays a big part. Three of them about her, and two of them in which she's a big player. And the sources that I've developed over these years are quite amazing. They've been talking to me on background for all these years and have proven to be accurate again and again and again. And the portrait that comes clear is pretty much the same portrait that Gary Byrne draws in his new Secret Service book about her character.
Yeah, Crisis of
which
Character.
Which is that, but that in public, she's one thing. You see a Hillary Clinton who, yeah, she's angry, she's screaming, she's not likable, you know, but all right, I can't swallow her exactly, but she's not an awful human being, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then in private, she is the Jekyll and Hyde that he described. She screams, she carries on, she throws things at people, she hits people, she grabs people, she twists their arm, she curses like a drunken sailor, she's lies and knows she's lying. It's not like it's inadvertent lies. I mean, this is a very sick human being, actually. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's kind of hard. I what stopped me in my tracks here recently in terms of the lying situation, because you go, did she say that? I mean, or, you know, there's certain things you go, okay, you know, because I have friends that love Hillary and they will sit there and tell me just straight out. I mean, they have, you know, they're totally for her to support. They feel like this is, you know, just Republicans bashing her and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And you go, well, aren't you aware of some of this information? It comes to, oh, well, they're just picking on her. But then, you know, she comes on TV and says, nobody died at Benghazi. She said it twice, Ed. I mean, how, you know, you think, okay, what parallel universe are you living in? I mean, do the Democrats have a universe they live in, and then everybody else lives in another one? That unless you're in that universe, if you live in that universe with them, then you got the mainstream media, you have the Elijah Cummings, you have all these people that are in that universe, and you go, whoa, what happened? Did I just get dropped off into, I have no idea here. It's the land of la-la and deception. I mean, you know, there's no truth there.
Yeah, and she lies even when she doesn't have to lie.
Yeah.
And according to the diagnostic book that psychiatrists and psychotherapists use, lying is actually a pathological disease.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in the bottom of my heart that this woman is a pathological liar. Bill Sapphire, the now deceased but famous New York Times columnist back in 1996, I believe it was, called her a congenital liar. He was right then, and that's exactly what she is. And if she becomes the president of the United States, I can predict with a 100% certainty that there will be scandals, Clinton scandals, that she will lie to the American public. There will be things going on that will be unseemly and wrong. Bill Clinton will carry on with his lifestyle, which is you can't print in a family newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of presidency we're going to have.
Yeah, well, Gary Byrne said, Gary Byrne's inside. He's a Secret Service guy. He's right there. He said there was at least four affairs, including Monica Lewinsky, in the White House. You know, so he documents four. Now, getting back.
Gary, now, Now, Gary Burns' stuff, and I'm not poo-pooing it, is great, but it's all from the 1990s. The trouble is that what he's documenting that happened back then still is going on.
Yes,
it's
right.
It's still going on. It hasn't changed. That's the important thing for us when we come go to the voting booth.
Yeah. I mean, people are already talking about, it's already out there that his latest paramour is, codename the Ever-Ready Bunny. Is what's secrets are right? I mean, so you go, okay.
The Energizer,
The Energizer Bunny, okay. So she's, you know, all this stuff that we had before and that has traveled with the Clintons, it's like, we're going to bring this back into the White House. We're going to have it affect the young kids. Because what I maintained, Ed, was that when President Clinton, which cost us millions of dollars to get down to the truth, but for a blue dress, you know, but we had to spend millions of dollars, which I believe that if he had any integrity whatsoever, he'd have said, look it. I lied. Let me write the check. I'm gonna cover that. The American people should not have paid for that. This is all on me. I mean, because he did this. And had we not known about the blue dress, we'd still probably be arguing to this day. But the fact of the matter is that this is who he is. And we're bringing this back potentially into the White House. I mean, a number of Americans, I mean, you know, 47% of Americans right now, according to some of this polling, say, yeah, we want the Clintons back in there. And to your point about lying, what echoes in my head over and over again, when George Stephanopoulos asked her if she ever lied, to Americans, and she says, I've always tried to tell the truth. How do you always try to tell the truth? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. She didn't say, no, I didn't lie. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah. Well, you know, what happens is the presidency in our system is not simply a political office. It's also an office that sets the tone for the culture, for the society, for the way people behave. You have a Ronald Reagan or a Dwight Eisenhower in office, and it sets a tone for behaving properly, telling the truth, holding values, good values up high. You have a Clinton in the White House, and what happens is that the whole society gets dumbed down, coarser, cruder, more vulgar, and leads us toward the abyss, leads us toward the decline and fall of our country.
Well, and to your point, Ed, here, and I think this is one for the sociologists, because I haven't heard this yet, but at some point it's going to come out and they're going to connect on this, is that I believe Bill Clinton, because of what happened with the impeachment trials, his definition of sex, because it depends what is, I really believe that for the young people, it ignited a sexual revolution that is still reverberating, that sociologists quite have not picked up on it because they're so protecting of the Clintons that they just cannot even see the impact that had, you know, to your point, on people's behavior.
Well, the sociologists that you're talking about in universities especially are, what, 99.9%? Liberal Democrats?
Yes, right.
That answers the question why they're not doing what they ought to be doing.
Well, again, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Ed.
Oh, I was just going to say, the only conservative redoubt left in academia is in the economic faculty. Everything else is so far left.
Well, Ed, I can't thank you enough for breaking away from the computer there, to come in. And congratulations on the new book. We'll keep an eye out for it. And, of course, we'll have you back when that is released. Again, remind everybody the title and when it will be released.
Yes, the title is Guilty as Sin. It's available for pre-order on Amazon right now, and it's going to be published on August 22nd.
Well, all the best to you, Ed. Thank you so much for being with us. Ed Klein on Bill Martinez Live.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP Health Tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Accu-Check and Walgreens TrueMetrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today.
Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
1, 2, 3.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, America. We got the experts here to talk about the things that you need to know. Getting out of the realm of, opinion. Let's get down to the facts here. You know, it's kind of like when I was a kid growing up, Joe Friday was always, ma'am, just give me the facts. Just give me the facts. And this is what we try to do in the pursuit of truth, no matter where it leads us. Dr. William Fortune is with us right now, New York Times bestselling author. He holds a doctoral degree from Purdue University with a specialization in military history and technology. Dr. Fortune, as always, good to have you with us. Good to have you back on Bill Martinez Live.
It's great to be back. It seems we always get to talk about tough sad topics when we do get together.
Well, maybe one day we'll just go out and have a cup of coffee and just talk about the family, huh? Wouldn't that be nice? But sadly, here it is. We're going to talk about what happened in Orlando, and then yesterday we get the attack that at the airport in Istanbul. And as I was mentioning to you, there was a couple. They were coming back from their honeymoon, and they're tweeting, kind of a TikTok tweet of the situation. I mean, they were there when the explosion hit. He was separated from his wife. I think he went up to get some coffee or something in the food court. And all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose, and he goes running down to find his wife, and she's been injured. And at one point, he tweets out that they've locked themselves in a closet, and they're there for about 45 minutes. Can you imagine how scared they must have been knowing that they're sitting ducks there in this closet and just worrying who's going to open that closet door?
Well, the whole thing of one degree of separation, and it's terrorism's reaching out, and it's starting to impact us almost directly. One of my very closest friends was frequently in that club and actually commented to me, I believe it was even before the incident. Now, that type of place was a death trap, and her nephew was there and left just before the shooting started.
Wow.
So, And then, you know, I was very frustrated yesterday. Here we have news coming out about Benghazi, and the response from a political candidate is, there's nothing to see here, let's move on.
Right, exactly.
Then I see a news report saying, the morale of ISIS is dropping, and we've retaken Fallujah. What is the seventh battle of Fallujah?
Yeah.
And then 2 hours later, all hell breaks loose in Istanbul. We have to wake up. We're at war. This is war, and we better face it.
Well, you know, and they announced this in advance. They said, look, we're going into Ramadan. Attack all areas at any time, any place. We have Orlando. We had a stifled attack in Los Angeles. By the grace of God, we caught the guy.
Yes.
Loaded up. He was all gunned up and ammoed up, ready to create all kinds of havoc there in Los Angeles, the gay parade, and they were able to catch him. And how many other instances that we don't know about that have been stopped here on the homeland? And then you have, this international, probably the third largest airport in Europe is attacked like this. Yes, you're exactly right, Dr. Fortune. It's like, when are we going to wake up to reality here and really do something about it? You know, we can't sit around and play patty cake and accommodate, this kind of radical thinking and think that somehow we're not going to be affected by it.
Well, I think one of the things that brought you and I together, I've been with you before, is, mm-hmm. okay, yeah, I'll throw the book out for 30 seconds. Day of Wrath, I wrote it 2 years ago, and right. The book was about a real scenario. The Beslan, B-E-S-L-A-N massacre. I urge your listeners to look it up. Islamic terrorists seized a school in Russia, murdered over 300 children. My book was about, they're going to go for the soft targets, and they're here. They're already here. And soft targets are schools, churches, entryways into airports before you get to the security. And we have to wake up. They're already here. We have a wide open border. If but 0.1% of the people coming across the border have evil intent, that equals thousands of people.
Exactly.
That are it's a fifth column, as he used to say once upon a time, you know, terrorists inside a target and sowing chaos. This ISIS is winning at this moment. We better realize it.
Well, and the thing that gets me a little bit here in the conversation about radical Islam is that if they are citizens here of the United States and they are, you know, as you say, one degree of separation, they're sons and daughters of a parent that previously, you know, came from the Middle East. They may have been associated with some bad players. Somehow they count less when they radicalize. I mean, you know, that somehow because they didn't come here, directly from, you know, from Syria to do us damage, that somehow they're homegrown, that it makes a difference. I mean, what difference does it make when they come here and they haven't assimilated into the American way of life and they're not interested in protecting our lifestyle?
Yeah, your comment, what difference does it make? We know that.
Yes, exactly. Right.
And I have to throw out, where's Western feminism? As Western feminism is, we're attacking each other. I don't hear Western feminists standing up and saying the treatment of women throughout the world by these types of thugs is barbaric. It's worse than the Middle Ages. And I was appalled at the sudden division in America after Orlando between, gay community, it was a hate crime, it was this, it was that one. Every single person said those were 49 Americans were murdered. And we're all together in this issue, and we need a robust foreign policy response. We have to wake up. You know, I'm a historian, and only in 1938 we had stood up to Hitler and said, no more. We're going to go in tomorrow. If we had stood up to Japanese imperialism in 1938, the world would not have paid with a price of over 50 million dead in World War II.
Yeah.
You've got to stop it before it starts.
Exactly. Well, and we saw that happen. Let's go back to 1812 when you had the Barbary Pirates. What did our president then, do? I mean, he saw it very clearly, understood it, saw the enemy, went after it, and nipped it in the bud. And now, you think we'd learn a lot from that, but somehow, things get lost in translation. And being a historian, this is why I believe history is so important, Dr. Fortune, because we're not paying attention to the past. And because of that, we are vulnerable to the future.
You know, I compare the world at times to a schoolyard, and all of us grew up with this, the bully in the schoolyard.
Yes.
You're going up to him and wringing your hands and saying, you know, maybe we can be friends. Maybe we can talk about this. Let's learn to relate. I understand your culture that made you into a psychotic bully in third grade. No. It always ended once you finally stood up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tolerate you. Go ahead. I'm going to fight back.
Yeah, I say that we learn those lessons actually back in kindergarten in the first sandbox of life that we enter into, because the bully will show himself, and if we do not take a stand, if the child does not take a stand against the bully in that first interaction in the sandbox of life, then that child is bullied throughout his educational career as long as that bully is around, because he knows, you know, because from kindergarten, it only gets worse. It doesn't get better, you know, right?
Yeah, I teach college, and I'm going to run down three or four things I'd love your listeners to check out.
Okay, we got about a minute and a half left, so let's go ahead.
Okay,
go
on YouTube. Look up How to Beat Your Wife. It's an instructional video of Sharia law. How to Beat Your Wife. Look up She's Buried Chest Deep. It's about women being stoned to death and gays being murdered. Look up Farfour, F-A-R-F-O-U-R. It's a Barney children's show in which the character is beaten to death by evil Zionists, and the child host is calling on children to go out and become holy martyrs.
Oh, wow.
That's the culture we're fighting against.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, as Dr. Fortune is saying, you know, as a nation, we are unprepared. We have a president who does not seem to understand that his number one job is our national security. And if you think not, you know, you can debate it till the cows come home, but all you got to do is look at the fruit. Look at the choices and the decisions and what's happening in this country and how vulnerable we have become to domestic terrorism. William Fortune, New York Times bestselling author, holds a doctoral degree from Purdue University with a specialization in military history and technology. Dr. Fortune, always good to have you with us. Appreciate the time.
Let's have a happy talk next time we get together.
Hey, you got it. Coffee's on me. 19 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This report is brought to you by Hackensack Meridian Health. New Jersey just got healthier. Hackensack University Health Network and Meridian Health have joined together to change how care is delivered. Robert C. Garrett, co-CEO.
We intend to make our coming together more meaningful and groundbreaking as we anticipate Hackensack Meridian Health will transform healthcare delivery and serve as a national example. Our leadership is committed to implementing innovative models of care, advancing education and research, and thoroughly reimagining healthcare delivery to thrive in this new world.
John K. Lloyd, co-CEO.
Our commitment includes our network of physician practices, home care, rehab facilities, fitness and wellness centers, post-acute care facilities, and much more. This is truly the most comprehensive integrated network in New Jersey and one of the top in the country.
For more information, visit HackensackMeridianHealth.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
Welcome back to 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. As always, it's good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. We got James Hurston with us right now, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, how are we doing?
Hey, fantastic. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Thank you so much. Hey, before we talk about the Independence Day sequel, Brexit, we talked last week at length about it, and little did we know, huh?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a shocker to the pollsters, to the elite, to the establishment, both in the UK and around the world, that this insurrection by ordinary people succeeded. But I think part of the reason for that is, and I think that's happening here in the United States, I think the polling is faulty because I think people realize that when somebody calls and asks them which way they're going to vote, that it's politically incorrect and even dangerous to their reputation to say that they're for Brexit. They're already equating a vote in the UK. The media is saying those people that voted to leave the European Union did so because they're racist. And people believe that if somebody calls and asks, are you going to vote for Donald Trump here in the United States, that somehow saying you're for Donald Trump in certain circles means that you're some sort of racist, xenophobe, et cetera. And so I think it's what the statisticians call a confounding variable. It causes the polls to be inaccurate. I think that's what happened in the UK, and I think it's happening here. And I think you can see the left absolutely pulling all the stops out. There's even talk today of a movement in England to try to have the parliament not ratify the vote of the public. I don't believe that's going to happen, wow. But it reminds me of what's happening with the Republican Party, where they're trying to have the delegates not vote for the presumptive nominee, Donald Trump. The left and the establishment, when it's convenient for them, they want to ignore the rules, and that's what we see, those kind of movements happening. I don't think it will succeed in either case. But what it means in Europe is the end of the EU, and what it means in the United States, if this translates over here, is President Trump.
Exactly. Well, it's an attack against the establishment. That's real clear. And you and I potentially talked about this last week, and some were hesitant to go along with that. They said, Bill, you might be doing a quantum leap here. And I said, well, what if? What if it turns out that way? What does that say? Well, you know, and it depends on your worldview. If you want to hold to a leftist, progressive worldview, then you question the results. But yet they did everything they could to, as I call it,
juice the numbers. They're juicing the polling just as they're doing right now. They're taking a small number of disgruntled people, including your buddy George Will, which, you know, I was kind of surprised that he would come out that way. And I understand, you know, he says, look at, you know, the party left me. I didn't leave the party. And that's okay. But, I just think that, some of the other additional comments, I don't know if they're, you know, just self-serving or if there's just something that, you know, you got to sit there and try to work this out. So what are you going to do? I mean, the country is faced with the next president coming in, making two, maybe even three Supreme Court justice picks. You want to turn that over to Hillary Clinton, George Will? I mean, you are a staunch conservative, and who's there? Who's left standing that you think could possibly win and be the person to make that choice? So if you take your vote off the table, then that's a vote for Hillary, the way I look at it.
You know, I agree with you, and I've met George Will. I don't understand what's going on in his head. But all we have to do is look at the recent action of the Supreme Court. We had a horrible decision today.
Yes,
which basically
abortion, yeah.
Outlawed reasonable. Basically saying that an abortion clinic should have exactly the same rules that any other surgical clinic would have. And Kennedy, of course, joined in on this 5-3 decision. But the one before that disturbs me even more. There were actually four Supreme Court justices, the four liberals, who voted to allow the president to act in a blatantly illegal, unconstitutional manner. The president, in his executive order on immigration, ordered the government to give work permits to people who were here illegally.
Illegally, yes.
There is no statutory authorization for the executive branch to do that. That one little aspect should have had Stephen Breyer, you know, going crazy as a
exactly.
legitimate legal mind. And instead, he voted, you know, in a knee-jerk reaction with the left. That is really disturbing. If you have a Supreme Court composed of a bunch of Sotomayors and Kagan and Stephen Breyer and the like and Ginsburg, mm-hmm. you would basically have thrown the law into the trash can. And that's what George Will is advocating. And the bottom line is, when he says, because I'm a conservative, I have to now resign from the Republican Party, what is it about Donald Trump that is not conservative? With the policies that he is putting forth, I contend, are more conservative than Mitt Romney was, than John McCain was, and than George W. Bush was, all of whom George Will enthusiastically supported. So something's wrong with Will. Something's wrong with Bill Kristol. Something's wrong with these people who I expect, David Frum will probably be the first one, I expect to see endorsements for Hillary Clinton from some of these establishment figures, because they may as well.
Yeah, well, they basically, that's what they did, and you're exactly right. But let's go back to these four judges, James, because I think you brought up something, and that was my response, was that what were these four judges thinking? I mean, can we talk impeachment here? I mean, you want to throw out the U.S. Constitution like this, and somehow you're still standing? I think you're an attorney, so you know better than I do, but I would just say to me that's impeachable in and of itself.
You're absolutely right. It is impeachable. We have seen one impeachable offense after another by various government officials, but when it comes to a Supreme Court justice, impeachment is the only check we have. And yet, and if we had a real Congress that really had male anatomy,
mm-hmm.
Or in the case of females, had, you know, strong constitutions, female anatomy, they would launch an impeachment. But we mm-hmm. don't have a Congress like that, because we've seen what is lawless behavior by people who have no accountability other than impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely that's impeachable, because on its face, there is nobody with a straight face that could argue the case that what the president did with that executive order is legitimate, and I would argue it's illegitimate on a whole host of grounds.
Exactly.
But even moderates and even liberals have agreed that what the president acted completely without authority when it came to that order to issue work permits and what we've called the DREAM Act executive order. Thankfully for us, the result was it was struck down because the Supreme Court basically was deadlocked, and the lower court had already struck it down. But it did bother me that it took a tie and that there wasn't one of those liberal appointees, Breyer, Ginsburg, Kagan, and Sotomayor, that had a conscience, not even a conscience. That is very frightening.
Yeah, it really is. You know, you speak of Congress not having the will, and I say the voter politic has the conscience that doesn't have the will because the voter politic doesn't have the will. I mean, people need to wise up here and see what's happening, you know, to our U.S. Constitution and those that represent us, how they are misrepresenting. If you're outraged by this, I am outraged. I was, when I saw the note, I go, wait a minute, you got to be kidding me. Yes, we won by default, so to speak, but the fact of the matter is that it lives another day and bring in another court, another Supreme Court justice, and guess what comes back?
That's exactly right, and we can't allow, you're just like you said, the people should wise up. I mean, we even have a sitting federal judge, very, very respected, named Posner, and he has a godless jurisprudence that he's been preaching for decades. And he wrote an article in Slate saying it's a waste of time for a judge to study the Constitution. That's where we are today. This guy is really speaking for a lot of judges that should not be on the bench, but that point of view is legal anarchy. That means that judges can do whatever they want. The whole Scalia worldview of judges was that they were restrained, that they had a specific job, that they were supposed to apply the law, and they weren't supposed to create law or even interpret it loosely. They had to interpret it within very strict structures. This guy is saying, oh, it's a waste of time to study the Constitution. Well,
exactly.
What then? And do you study what? Your own introspective meditation? I mean, it's just outrageous. But
yeah, without a doubt,
he's a respected authority in the world of legal academics and law.
Exactly. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Thank you, James.
Search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326. 8326.
This